Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is B'Metzia Daf Vav. We are holding on Daf Hey Amud Beis. We are 7 lines from the end of the page at Ella Hada Amar Rav Huna. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Ala Shalom, the Nisham Shem and Aliyah. Also by Daniel Savian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should all come home safely. I'm going to add also the Zecher Nishmas, my uncle, Yisrael Yaakov Ben Avram, whose yard site is today, his Neshama Shrav in Aliyah. So today what we're going to discuss is as follows. We were right in the middle of the sugya of Migo Duchashamona, Chashra Shavuasa. So we said that in total there are 6 proofs whether someone who's Chashra Mamon is Chashra Shavua as well. That if we don't trust him in Dine Mamon, is there any point in making him take a Shavua? Maybe he's going to lie about that as well. So yesterday we brought the first 2 Rayas. Today we're going to bring the next 4 Rayas. The first 3 are all rejected, but then the next 3, the last 3, are all accepted. There are no responses to those Rayas. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what if, going back to the case of Shnei Mochsin Betalis, what if one guy grabs the Talis and the other one, at least initially, very initially, is quiet. He doesn't say anything. So does that resolve the case for us? Do we say, oh, that's a Hoda'ah? So the one who grabbed the whole thing, even though initially they were both holding on to it, the one who grabbed the whole thing is the owner of the Talis. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, what if one guy is Maktish the Talis? Does that tell us something about his ownership rights of the Talis? Meaning he didn't physically take it, but he was Maktish it. And the other one, at least initially, was Shasak, didn't say anything. Is that a Hoda'ah? Do we view that as admitting that the fellow who is Maktish it is the real owner of the Talis? And that's going to lead us into the Sugya, the famous and difficult Sugya of Takfa Kohen. What if the Kohen is Tokev, the Kohen grabs the Safek Bechor? So the Gemara is going to discuss, does a Tfisa done by a Kohen work on a Safek Bechor? That we're not sure if this animal has the status of Bechor or not, and the Kohen grabs it. Does such a Tfisa work that the Kohen is then able to keep the Safek Bechor? So let's begin again, 7 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Hey Amud Beis. So we're still trying to bring Rayas, whether someone who's Chashra Mamona is Chashra Shavua. Ella, so says Gemara Hadam Rav Huna, we can bring a Raya that Chashra Mamona is not Chashra LaShavua, from that which Rav Huna said about a Shomer Sachar or a Shomer Chinam, that let's say has a Taina, that yes, the item is no longer here, but it's because it was Nenas. I know I was trusted to watch it, but there was an Ones, and a Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar is Pater from Ones. Okay, so we'll tell them, so swear that there was notice. No, I don't want to swear. I'm ready to pay for it. I'd rather pay than take a shavua. So halacha is mashpinos or shavua shein b'rishusav. We make him at least take a shavua that it's not in his rishus, because we're choshesh that the reason he's saying I don't want to swear, let me just pay for it, is not because he has such a pachad of shavuas. The reason he doesn't want to swear and he just wants to pay for it is because this item is hard to find. It's hard to buy, and the easiest way for him to buy it is by just keeping the one that he has and paying for it. So we're choshed that he has his eyes on this item to buy for himself, and this is just an easy way for him to buy it. So that's why we make him take a shavua that it's not b'rishuso. But if that's what we suspect that this fellow is up to, so now we're going to make him take a shavua that it's not b'rishuso. Name him b'gadu chashamon chashas shavuasa. If I think he's trying to hold on to something to keep an item that does not belong to him, because again, as we've said a couple of times recently, if you have something that does not belong to you, it's not okay to just pay for it. Meaning, if it does not belong to you, it does not belong to you. You have to give it back. So we think that he's willing to keep something that does not belong to him, so we should say that since he's Chashra Mamon, he's Chashra Shavua as well. So says Mara Hasam Nami Morava Amar Dami Kayahivnale. In that case, the Shomer, he's willing to pay for it, so he doesn't view that as stealing. He's Mara Heter for himself. He says, I'm giving money to the Mafkid for this object. It's not Gezel, and that's why he's not Chashra Shavua, because he's not really Chashra Mamon. We're Choshed that he's going to do something that we know halachically is a problem in Dine Mamonis, but in the way people justify things in their own head, he doesn't view himself as a gazlan, so he would never take a shavua that's untrue. Tosfos raises the question on the Gemara's answer that a shomer that pays and doesn't want to take a shavua is not possible, because in his mind he justifies that he's paying the bailim for the object. Hey, isn't he a chamson? Isn't that a violation definition of chamas, that when you force someone to sell you something, everyone knows that that's chamas. So mele, he should be pasul l'shvua as well, because midrabanan, he's pasul l'edus. So Tosa suggests that cham only pasul l'chamsan because of the chutzpah that it takes to be chotef b'faresya, to go and grab something from the bailim and pay for it. But chamsan, in this kind of situation where he's already in possession of it and he's just not giving it back and he's offering to pay for it, that's not the kind of chamsan that they pasul, that the chacham pasul the edus. Tosos and Baba Kama, Daf Samach Beis, says differently, that a chamsan is only pasul midrabanan, and the halach is the psul edus midrabanan need hachraza barabim that they are pasul. So if it's a shomer that paid and doesn't want to take a shavua, he's a chamsan, but they were never machriz that he's pasul, and therefore, since they were never machriz that he's pasul, since that's part of the way you pasul someone midrabanan, he's not pasul the shavua. He's able to take a shavua. So anyway, so that's the Gemara's answer over here, that he's mora heter, and since he's mora heter, he's not going to be chashal shavua. But if someone is really chashna mamona, then they're going to be chashal shavua. So Rav Acha asks that even though he doesn't violate the Isser Gezel, he should be pasul the shavua for a different Isser. Amalei Rav Acha midifti the Ravina v'kavra lav de lo sachmod. Even he must realize that he's in violation of the love of lo sachmod, and just like he's not careful about lo sachmod, which is one of the Asaras Adibros, so we should assume he's not going to be so careful about a shvua sheker either. So why is it that we're mashpia him? So answers the Gemara, lo sachmod le'inshi b'lo dami mashmalu. People assume that lo sachmod is only if you're not paying for it. But they assume that when you're paying for it, then it's not a violation of lo sachmod, and therefore he's not chashed on the shvua. Because that's how people view lo sachmod. There is machlokas among the Balei HaTosfos if the issur of lo sachmod is in fact only if you don't pay for it. If you do pay for it, is that a violation of lo sachmod? Tosfos and Masechet Sanhedrin writes that that's true, that if you want to pay money for it, that's not the issur of lo sachmod. However, Tosfos and Baba Kama sounds not that way, that it's only that people think that it's not lo sachmod when you want to pay money, but that's actually incorrect. It really is lo sachmod even if you're willing to pay money for it. Now this idea that whatever a person thinks, mashmalu, the inchi mashmalu, according to certainly the way Tosfos Baba Kama understands, that it's just what people think, but it's not the reality. So even though he's violating, and this is d'oraisa, one of the Ten Commandments, but he doesn't think he's violating one of the, so because people are more ahead of themselves, they don't assume that that's included in the Yisra, that's not enough to pasul him for a shvua. This is paskin din la'halacha in Hilchos Psulei Edus, in Shulchan Aruch, in Chosh Mishpas, in Lama Dalit, where the Shulchan Aruch goes through the various Psulei Edus, the Mechaber Paskins, that anyone who they're made about, that he violated a particular Aveira, even though he didn't get Hasra, is going to be Pasul. However, that's only if it's, meaning any Aveira that's Malkus or worse, that a person does, regularly makes him Pasul the Edus. But says Shulchan Aruch, that's only if it's an Aveira Shapashat Bi Yisrael Shu Aveira, that everyone knows that it's an Aveira. But if they see him violate something that he might be a Shogeg, so then you have to warn him, and then it'll become Pasul. But so Shulchan Aruch says, if you see him kosher omatir b'Shabbos, you need to let him know that that's Chil Shabbos, because not everyone knows that that's an Aveira. That's the kind of thing that's not well known, that tying knots on Shabbos or untying knots on Shabbos is a Chiv Skila. So people don't know that that's an Aveira at all. So the makar of the din is our sugya about Lo Sachmod, that people think that it's not Lo Sachmod, Memela, they're not Pasul Shavua. So based on that, the Maharil writes in a tshuva that a woman who doesn't want to come to Beis Din with her husband is not considered a Sarvan Ladin, because she assumes bitatlus that you don't have, no one can make me go anywhere that I don't want to go, that I have a right to choose to go or not to go somewhere, even though that's not the halacha, but people assume that's the halacha. There's a tshuvan Rabbi Kiva Eger about someone who shaves with a razor, that whether he should be pasul le'edus, and he writes b'avonoseinu rabim, a lot of people shave with a razor, and male, it's not going to Pasulim le'edus, because if so many people do it, it's a raya that people don't realize that it's aser, and if people don't realize that it's aser, then it's not going to pasul it, person le'edus. It's a question. Is that an assumption that people don't realize that it's aser, or they just think this is one of those isurim that they don't mind violating because sometimes people keep mitzvahs because that's what's socially acceptable. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that if it's an avera that's yadua, that it's aser to do, but everyone's just parrots in it, so then you taka our puzzle le'edus, meaning it's not about whether people do it or not, it's whether people know that it's aser. So if it's something that people do, but they know that it's prohibited to do, then that does pass them le'edus, even though it's the kind of avera that everybody seems to be doing. Okay, now the top of Vav Amidal. So again, we're trying to figure out, are there any other rayas of chashav mona, chashav shvus? So three more quick rayas. Ve'lahadam Rav Nachman raya number four, mashvino, so shvus hasis. That someone who's kofar hakol, we said that there's a shvus hasis, that he has to take a shavua, then he doesn't owe any money. If we think that he might be lying about being kofar hakol, why don't we say that if he's chashud on lying about the money, so he's chashud on the shavua as well? So that's a raya that apparently we don't say migud chashamon chashash shvuasa. Visu raya number five had the tani Rabbi Chia, that which Rabbi Chia discusses in the case of chenveni al pinkaso. Remember, that's the case where I asked the chenveni to pay my workers, and the chenveni said he paid them. The workers said they never got paid. So everyone takes a shvua. So shnei and the Chenveni and the Poelim all take a Shavua that what they're saying is true, Vinotami Balabais, and then they both collect from the Balabais. How can we believe them with the Shavua? After all, if they're obviously somebody's lying over here, so if I suspect, the only reason I'm making them take a Shavua is because I suspect that they're lying. So if I suspect that they're willing to lie about the money, shouldn't I be choshed them on the Shavua as well? So that's another raya that we do not say. And a final raya, Vesuha, Dam Rav Sheshes, that which Rav Sheshes says about Shomer Chinam, that has a tainus Geneva, that says it was stolen. Shomer Chinam's Pater on Geneva Aveda. So Shalosh Shavuos Mashbiyano. So we make him take three Shavuos. Shavua Shalom B'Shatiba, a Shavua that he was not negligent, that it was stolen without, not as a result of his own negligence. Shavua that he himself didn't use it for his own needs, and Shavua Shena Rishusi, and a Shavua that it in fact is no longer in his Rishus, that it has in fact been taken from his Rishus. Well, if we suspect him of all these things, how can we believe him to take a Shavua on all these things? Allah, so it must be from these last three rayas, that we do not say that principle of Migad Chashamon Chashashvuas. We assume that even someone who's Chashamon is not going to be Chashan Shvuas. And now the Gemara says, not everyone agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. Some hold that if someone is Chashamon, he's Chashan Shvuas as well. Abaye Amar, Abaye disagrees. Abaye says, really, someone who's Chashamon is Chashan Shvuas. In the case of Shnayim Ochsim Vitalis, if we were Choshesh that one of them took the Talis without any reason to grab his friend's Talis, we would never make him take a Shvuas. Because if we think that he would do such a thing, then we think he would lie with a Shavua as well. So it must be that if we're making the people take a Shavua in our Mishnah, is because they're not Chashudim. So why are we making them take a Shavua? Because, not because we think they're going around taking Talis that clearly don't belong to them. Chayshin and Shema Milvi Yeshani Yeshla Lav. We're Choshesh that one of them is the rightful owner, and the other one has money that's owed to him by the other party. And he knows that the guy forgot about the Halva, and he's never going to pay him back. So if he's going to be Toveya, the guy will for sure be Kofar, because he really genuinely believes the other guy forgot about it. So of course he's going to be Kofar. Not even out of riches, he's going to be Kofar. So the only way for me to get my money back is to be Tokef Patalisa Shel Chavero. And then I'll swear that I own half of it, and that way I'll get my money back. So it's not that he's Chasham, he's not trying to take money that's not his. He's trying to recoup money that is his. And that's the case where we're going to make them take a Shavua. If that's the case, that we're afraid that one of them is being grabbing the talis in order to collect an old chov, nishkol below shavua, let them split the talis without taking a shavua, because we're making the assumption that if he didn't owe him any money, he never would have grabbed that talis. So it says, Mar el chayshin and shema safik milvi yishan yishol alav. No, the chashash is that maybe misafik, there's a safik whether the guy owes him money, so he's grabbing the talis as a way of getting back that chov that he may or may not be owed. V'lav amrina, Tavis Mamona Misveka, so Mishtavanami Misafek. So is there no room to be Choshesh that if a guy is willing to be Tokif the Talis, he's willing to grab the Talis Misafek, that he might take a Shvum Lishakar Misafek as well? Meaning, if again, whatever he's Chasha to do with Mamon, he's Chasha to do with the Shvua. So if he doesn't really know that he's owed the money, and he's willing to take the money, he's willing to take the Talis Misafek, so how does making him take a Shvua help? By making him take a Shvua, he might do that Misafek as well. Amar Rav Sheis Breit Ravidi, Parshi Inshi Misafek Shvua. People stay away from a Safek Shvua Sheker, V'lo Parshi Misafek Mamona. Meaning, but a Safek Mamon, they're not going to stay away from. My Taimo, why would that be the case? So Mamon Yisei B'Chazar, because they know that if I might be owed the money, I'll grab the money now. If it turns out that I'm later able to clarify that I am not owed this money, I could always give it back. And then no harm was done. I am able to return the money. So since it's Yisei B'Chazara, I'm willing to take a risk on a Safek Mamon to try to grab it. But Shvua Yisei B'Chazara, if I take a Shvua Sheker, there's no undoing that Avera. So if I'm Mesupuk, whether this is a Shvua Sheker or not, that's too risky a proposition. I cannot do that. So this Shita of Abaye is that anyone who's chashed on stealing money is going to be chashed on taking a false Shvua as well. But someone who's chashed on Safek stealing money is not going to be chashed on a Safek Shvua, because Safek stealing money you can give back, and a Safek Shvua you cannot give back. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses a new case by Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira raises the following shaila. You have shnayim ochsim betalis and takfa echad befaneinu. One of them grabs the talis right in front of us. In front of us means in front of Beis Din. That Beis Din was watching all of this go on. So now Reuven and Shimon were both carrying the talis walking into Beis Din. Then Reuven yanked it, and now he has it and Shimon doesn't have it. And Beis Din saw all of this. So mahu, what's the din now? Is it the same as shnayim ochsim betalis? Well, it says mar hechidami. What exactly is the case? If Shimon was just quiet and he let Reuven take it, well, shtika koda, he's obviously being mother that belongs to Reuven. And Shimon's saying, hey, what are you doing? That was my talis. So I have little mevet. What more do you want Shimon to do? Reuven happens to be a little stronger than him, or he caught him by surprise and he yanked it and he got it from him and he's screaming the whole time. So that's mamashnai mochsim betalis. That's not going to be any different. So says Mara, it's somewhere in between. Lo tzricha, the case is that we're masupak about is the shasak me. That initially he was quiet, v'hadar tzavach, and then afterwards he started screaming. So mai, that's where we're not sure. Midishtik aduya odelei, do we assume from the fact that he was initially quiet, it's muchach that he's moda, that it belongs to him, and now he has charata from the hoda'a, and now he's screaming? Odilma kibut the katzavach hashta, or maybe do we say, well, now he's screaming, so it's a glay milsai, shasak meyakara, savra kachas le rabbanon, that the only reason he was quiet initially is because we're right here, we're right in front of Beis Din. They see you doing this, so that's why he was quiet. And when he saw Beis Din just sitting there not saying anything, so that's when he started speaking up. That's when he started screaming. So what exactly is Ikara and Besof? Right? How short a window of time are we talking about over here? Right? The whole suffix is that initially when the guy grabs it from Reuven, grabs it from Shimon, Shimon is quiet, but then Besof, he starts screaming. Besof like a minute later, like 10 minutes later, and next day? What exactly is Besof? So that's a machlokas rishonim. The Ritva writes, shasak meikara means at the time that he grabs it, either when he first starts pulling it or when he ultimately pulls it, and Basof is after it was motzia miyada, that once it's no longer in his hand, that's when he starts screaming. So long as the struggle is going on, he's shosek, and when the struggle's over, he's tzavach. And he brings in the name of the Ra'ah, that shtika d'meikara means the beginning of the tkifa, and tzavach l'besof means the end of the tkifa. But both of them are while the struggle is still going on. So the Ra'ah says, not like the Ritva, that besof actually means while they're still struggling, but it's just not at the beginning of the tussle. So the Ritva says, that can't be right, because if he's shasak b'tchilas ha-tkifa, and tzavach besof ha-tkifa, there's no way that you're going to call that a shtika kodah. Meaning, why is it that he was shasak at the beginning of the struggle? Because he thought he was going to win. They were playing tug of war. He figures, I'll be successful. There's no way you're going to say that that's called the shtika kodah. So the Rashba also says like that first shita that the Ritva has, but he says basof means bifnei beis din, even after the tekifa, as long as it's still in front of beis din. Meaning he expands basof to not just right after it was taken out of my hands, but as long as we're still in beis din, that's called basof. So it's not a very long amount of time that you have basof. Basof just means once you realize that the other guy took it from him, and we're still in front of beis din. So that's the shaila. So again, the shaila is they walk into beis din with shaymoks and metalis. One of them in front of beis din grabs it from the other one. The reaction of the person who had it taken away from him was initially to be quiet, then to speak up. So now we want to know, do we assume that that's shtika ke hoda'a? Now, the assumption over here is that it's all in front of beis din. What would be if it wasn't all in front of beis din? So the Ramban and the Ritva write that since we can't say that he's not soik because chazule rabbanan, I mean, when it's not in front of beis din, you don't have that svara of, oh, the reason I was quiet is because at the beginning is because I thought that the rabbanan are saying this. So even if lebesof tzavach, we would say shtika ke hoda'a, meaning if it was in front of edim, then you have that split second to say something. And if you don't say something, if there's no, hey, what are you doing? At that split second, then it's already a shtika ke hoda'a. The Rashba, however, says no. Adrabba, from the fact that we say that he didn't have to cry out because there was no basin, meaning the fact that we're saying it's in front of basin means if it was not in front of basin, there's no expectation that he beat Tzavach, because that's where you make your tainas. You don't just go around screaming. There's no use in doing that. You only scream in front of Beis Din. So we assume that even if he was Shasak Meikara Ulabasof, it's not a Hoda'ah when it's Bifnei Eidim. Only in front of Beis Din it would be a Hoda'ah, because that's where a person should be Tzavach. That's where a person should make his Tainas. That's the Machlok Shishonim in two opposite extremes. Right, either you say that that in front of Edom, not in front of Beis Din, it's obvious that that's called a hoda'a, or it's obvious that that's not called a hoda'a. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat and Simchut Kuf Lamed Ches says no. In front of Edom is the same thing as in front of Beis Din. So the Rebbeinu Snipes in the Tumah says, what are you talking about? There's no sheet in Rishonim like that. Meaning the Rishonim go in one direction or the other. The Shach might say, and other Rishonim don't talk about it at all, and probably they make the assumption that Bifnei Beis Din and Shalom Bifnei Beis Din is the same thing. But anyway, so this is the Shaila of the Gemara. So Amar Rav Nachman Tashma, let's bring a raya from a brisa by the din that it says in the Mishnah, Shayim Oks and Betalis, where we make them both take a shvua. Where we say Bamed Var Mamurim, when do we say Yachloku the shvua? That's a Shnei Madukin Ba. That's if they're both holding on to it. Avlois Talis Yosin Mitachas Yadu Shalechad Me'en Hamotzim Yechaver Olav Haraya. But if one of them had the talis, had the full possession of the talis, we say you want to get that talis from him, you need to bring a raya. Well, Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case where one of them is holding it and we're being Mechadesh Hamotzim Yechaver Olav Haraya? If it's mamish like it sounds, that one guy is just holding the talis, well, pshita, obviously, meaning if one guy, you know, I'm wearing my suit, you say this suit is yours, I don't know why you want it, it's not such a nice suit, but I'll say, motzi mechavero, alav haraya, right? So, of course, you say, there's no reason to assume that it's yours. Ela shetakfa echad b'faneinu. It must be that the case that we're saying, motzi mechavero, alav haraya, is we, the Beis Din, saw one of them grab it from the other guy. And you see, we still say Amotzi Mechavero Alav Haraya. So we could therefore be poshet the safek that in the brisa we would apply Amotzi Mechavero Alav Haraya. We do not say Yachloku. So apparently, the shtika bitchila is a hoda'a, even though he was tzavach basov. So it says more low. We cannot be poshet the safek of Rabbi Zeira because the brisa is not talking about the case where they were both holding on to it and then one grabbed it in front of Beis Din. Hachamayaskinan, what's the case of the brisa? Gondosul kaman kititfisul atravayu. They came to us both holding on to it. V'armin luhu zil plogu. And we paskind. You're both the shnayim oks and betalis. Ah, the Beis Din says, I know this one. It's the first mission of Bamitzia. You're supposed to split it. And they did. V'nafku. They left Beis Din. Then they came back the next day, and one of them is holding the talis and says, "It's mine." So, hi, Amar, the guy that's holding the talis says, after we left Beis Din, he said, "You know, I feel bad about that whole thing. I'm really moda. It's really yours. I shouldn't have, tried to take half of it, and therefore he was moda that it's really mine." Vahay Amar, and the other guy says, "Never happened. Bidmeya gati ne'alei. What am I going to do with half a talis?" So, what I did was, I took rental payment for him to rent the other half of the talis from me. But it is not his. It's still something that we're supposed to split. So in that case, we say we say whoever's holding on to it is the owner, because we tell the fellow who's claiming that he rented it to the other fellow, obviously you think this guy's a gazlan, right? Because you think he was trying to claim something that was really yours. And now you rent it to him and allow him to take full possession of it without the benefit of witnesses, without even having Edim watching that. There's no way. So the Ramban writes, but nevertheless, he would be believed to say that he was maskir bifnei Edim, and the Edim just aren't here. Meaning the case over here is that there were no, meaning the whole taina against him is, how could you rent it to the guy with Edim? If he was without Edim. So if he responds, there were Edim, they're just not around, so then he'd be Neman. Then we're not going to say, amotzim echaver olav. That's how the Ramban writes. In the Chidushim of Michasim L'Ritva, he says, no, he's not believed with any time unless he's able to produce Edim. That it's not enough that he says that there were Edim. Or we could be Metarit separately, that Kiddukhtani, that the Bryce is talking about the following. They came to Beis Din with one of them holding on to it. And the other one is like loosely hanging on to the edge of it, that, which is not really a chazakah. Even Sumchus, who more broadly applies the idea that we're going to divide it whenever there's a safek, he doesn't say it in every case, right? There's Drar de Mamona. Even Sumchus, who says that we split money without a shvua whenever there's a safek, and everyone's going to get half, and therefore there's makom to say that since he's makel about chalukah in general, and he doesn't even require a shvua in order to do a chalukah, maybe we should do chalukah over here as well. But Sumchus will be moda that no, if one of them isn't really holding it, he's just on the edge and he's loosely holding it, that's not anything. That's not considered that he's muchzak in it at all. So those are the two answers as to why the Braisa is not a raya that shtika kahuda'a in the initial shtika. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses another case. Imtim tzolomer. If you're going to assume in the previous discussion that takva echad b'fnein motzino semiyado, that when Beis Din sees one guy grab it and he's shasa, the other fellow shasak, that we actually say, sorry, you are not the muchsak, it's still going to be yachloku, so hikdisha enum kadeshes. Well, then certainly if he doesn't physically grab it and he's only makdish it, that also does not make it his. That also will not change the assumptions of ownership, because the koach of hegdish can't be greater than the koach of physically grabbing it. So just like physically grabbing it didn't help to change the dynamics of the chazaka, so making it hegdish does not change the dynamics of the chazaka. However, if you assume in the previous shayla, imtim tzolomer takva echad b'fneinu ein motzi'in osam yado, but if you can assume like the other tzad, that if one guy grabs it in front of Beis Din, he's now the muchzak and he now gets to keep it, well, hegdisha b'lo takva mahu. What if the person didn't actually tokef, he didn't actually grab it, but he was makdish it, so he spiritually was tokef, he was makdish it. So what's the din in such a case? Since in general, in order to be makdish something, it's a proper form of kinyan just to say words. So command the takfa dami, we view that as if he actually grabbed it. Or do we say no at this time that he wanted to be makdish it? He was not yet in possession of it. Uksiv, and the pasuk says v'ishki yakdish es peso kodesh, that if you want to make something holy, it's got to be similar to beso. Ma beso berushuso, just like your house, if you want to be makdish, it has to be something that's in your rishus, and your house is always in your rishus, because karkas ain't in the zelas. So even if someone is stealing it, it's not really, it's still in your rishus. Saf kol berushuso, anything that you want to be makdish must still be in your rishus. La fuke hai, as opposed to a case of delo berushuso, a case over here, where it's not in your rishus, you're holding on to it together with someone else, that's not in your rishos, so your hektish is not going to be chal. So therefore, maybe you cannot be makdishit. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Presuming that if you're tokef, that would work, what if you're makdishit? Does being makdishit work? Because so the words of being makdish are just like being tokef, Or do we say, no, being makdish, it is not going to work because it's not fully in your rishus? So Tashima says, well, let's try to bring a raya. So there was a maisa with a bathhouse. Two people were fighting over ownership of it. Each one claimed it belonged to them. One of them got up and he said, I'm makdish it l'shamayin. So parshi mina Rav Chanani Rav Oshaya v'kulu Rabbanan. So all the Talmid Chacham stopped bathing in that bathhouse. There was a suffix that maybe it actually belonged to him. The hektish was chal, and therefore they're not allowed to get hanah from this merchat. So the Rabbanan would no longer frequent that merchat. Now, the possibility that he owned half of the merchat and that he was able to be makdish that would not have kept the Rabbanan away from that, because the halacha is, the Ritva points out, that the halacha is, if two people are moderat hana'a, echad mechavero, and they own something b'shutfus, they could both use it, and they could say l'tok shali ani nichnas, that this is my. So if I think that the two people fighting over Arif are each half owners, and one of them was makdish his chelek, I'd still be allowed to use that bathhouse with the assumption that I'm going into the other guy's chelek of the bathhouse. So the fact that they didn't go into it means that they presumed that he had the right to be makdish it l'shamayim. V'amalei Rav Oshaya l'rabbis, Rav Oshaya said, Rav Kizalta kamei, Rav Chista l'kafri. When you go to Rav Chista, boyimnei, ask him, what's the story with this bathhouse? You know, what the resolution is going to be. So kiyasa l'sura, when he happened to be on the way to Kafri and he got to Sura, Armelei Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna said to Rabbi, Masnisani, this din is Beferish in the Mishnah, Mesechas Taros, that Safik Becharos, Echad Bechar Adam, Echad Bechar Behema. If you have a Safik Bechar, whether it's a human Bechar where the Allah is, you need to give five slum to a Kohen, or whether it's an animal Bechar where it depends on what type of animal it is, Bein Tahor and Bein Tameim. If it's a kosher animal, so you give it to a Kohen, and if it's a non-kosher animal like a chamor, then you're poda beseh and you give that to the Kohen. In all of those cases, if there's a suffix, if it's a bechor or not, for example, that the mother had a previous miscarriage, and we're not sure if that previous miscarriage counted as a leda or not, and this vlad that's born right now, if the previous miscarriage counted as a leda, is not the bechor, or maybe it was just hipil ruach or whatever, it wasn't a real leda, and this is a bechor, so whether it's a suffix on the behem or something on a person, whatever it is, hamotzi mechaveru lavaraya. If the Kohen wants to be machzik in that bechor, so let him bring a raya that ataka is a bechor. And so long as he doesn't bring a raya, whoever is muchzik in it gets to keep it. And the Gemara is assuming hamotzi mechaveru lavaraya is whoever is muchzik. Even if the Kohen was already muchzik in it, then he's the one that has the chazaka, and the Yisrael would have to be the motzi mechaveru lavaraya that it's not a bechor if he wants to get it back. So apparently the Tfisas Kohen helps. The fact that the Kohen took it works. So it's considered that the Yisrael was molded to him. But Taniel on the Brisa says, by call every Safik Bukhar, Asun Begiz Bavoda. You're still not allowed to do Giz Bavoda with it because it still has the status of a Safik Bukhar. Meaning, however we resolve the Dini Mamanis issue, you still have an Isser Veheter issue that it's a Safik Isser to do Giz Bavoda. So says Marva Hacha, to Amar Takva Kohen, in this case of a Safik Bukhar, where apparently we're assuming that even if the Kohen grabbed the animal or the five slotim from the Yisrael, and he took the Bukhar from him, and the other one, and the Yisrael was shasak l'b'sof tzavach, that initially he was quiet, and then he started screaming, ein motzi in osam yado. We do not take it away from the Kohen to Ketani, hamotzi mechaver lavaraya, because the Mishnah says, hamotzi mechaver lavaraya, which includes even the Kohen, v'chilo takafo, and if he didn't grab it, asun begiz v'avoda, the kedushas Bukhar is chomer enough that it's still lost with Giz Vavoda. So you see that in the case of the bathhouse, if one of them grabbed it and the other one was quiet and then was tzavach, you can't take it away from him. And if he's makdish it, it's going to be kadosh even without being tokef it, because you have, just like over here, you have kedusha sabehema mikach the safek. So over there also you have kedusha of the bathhouse mi safek, and therefore it's kadosh and you still can't use it. So I'm like Rabbi says Rav Nuna kedushas bechor kamrit. How can you bring a raya from Takva Kohen by a case of kedushas bechor where it's going to be also begiz vavoda? And maybe in the case of Takva Kohen from the Yisrael, we're motzino samiyado that it's becheskas Yisrael always, and And the tefisa of the Kohen doesn't help. The Kohen is the motzi mechavero, meaning maybe we're misunderstanding that whole Mishnah. You're assuming takvu Kohen that amotzi mechavero lavraya. You're assuming that savik b'char amotzi mechavero lavraya means whoever's holding on to it now, whether it be the Yisrael or whether it be the Kohen. Maybe not. Maybe amotzi mechavero lavraya means the Yisrael was the muchzak, and therefore, if the Kohen wants it, he's got to be motzi mechavero lavraya. But if the Kohen grabbed it, that doesn't do anything. The Yisrael was the initial muksak. We know that he's the initial muksak. And even though the Kohen has no right to grab it and no right to do anything with it, still asurim begizav avoda. We still say that from an isra v'heter perspective, it's also begizav avoda. Because kedushas bechor is not something that you need to do. You don't need to be makdashit. You don't need the Kohen to have it in order for it to have kedusha. That's just something that's an automatic kedusha. But by the merchatz that we're mesupak about, it could be that even though tekifa might help, the fact that the guy grabs it might help, but the hekdish is not going to be chal, because the hekdish is not similar to tekifa. They work on two different tracks. Tekifa is its own din, but the hekdish is when it comes to a merchatz, it's not automatic. It needs to be an active hekdish, and you don't have an active vaday hekdish over here. So therefore, it's not a good raya. So the Gemara says, the Gemara now brings a raya that the tefisa of a kohen does not help by a safek bechar, right? Which is really the inyan we were just dealing with. Does the Kohen grabbing it now make the Yisrael the Motzi Mechavera who's going to have to bring the Raya? So Amalei Rav Chananya the Rabba, Tanya Dim Sayelach, I'll bring you a Raya from a Braisa. Hasfekos, if you have an animal that's a Safek Pidyon Petar Chamar, meaning you had a Chamar that was born, you don't know if it was a Bukhar or not a Bukhar, so that your Mafresh is set in order to be to remove whatever Isra there may be on that Chamar, but because it's a Safek, you don't have to give it to a Kohen. And if you have a lot of Tla'im like that, you have a lot of sheep, you have a lot of Safek Chamars, right? So you have a lot of sheep that are a Safek, whether they have that Kedusha, Nichnasim L'dilis Aser. Put them all in the pen and take Maaser Behema from them. Because count them out and take one out of every 10 from Maaser Behema. But v'isal kadaitach, but if you're going to assume that Tkafa Kohen ein Motzi Osamiyado, that if the Kohen were to grab that Tle, that's a Safek, Pidyon Petar Chamar, he'd be able to keep it, we would not be able to take it away from him unless you were able to bring a Raya, Amay Nichnasim L'dilis, then why would you be chayiv to take Maaser Behema from it? Nimtzeh poter mamono b'mamono shel kohen. After all, you're going to pater, the Yisrael is going to pater his own mamon that he's chayiv Maaser Behema with the mamon of a kohen, because he's got to take Maaser from his tzon, and he's not allowed to use other people's money to take Maaser. So we hear this tle that you're mesupik about Maaser Behema, it turns out that the Yisrael is using what might be mamon kohen to pater his own sheep from the chayiv of Maaser. So you see, must be that the Kohen has no claims whatsoever on this sheep, and that even if the Kohen were to grab this sheep, we would say, sorry, give it back. You are not the Muchzak. And therefore, it's considered enough the Yisrael's that he's able to use it in the context of Maaser Behema. So that's a raya that Takfa Kohen does not work. So Amalei Abaye says, Im Yishum Ha, Lo Tsei Lamar. Nah, that's not such a raya. Because Hacha Mayaskinan, Kigon Delesle, Elatisha Vuhu. The case might be that he had 9 regular sheep, and then he had this one Safek. So then, Miman of Shach. Then, either way, he's able to use it for Maaser Behema. Because, E Barchi Yuvahu, if I'm the real owner of this 10th sheep, of the sheep that's a Safek, that's the Safek Pidyon Petar Chamar, so Shaper Kamaser. Great, if I'm the owner, so I have 10 sheep, so now I'm Chayv take Maaser, and this one counts as Maaser. Vilav Barchi Yuvahu, and if I'm not the owner of it, if the Kohen is really the owner of it, so Tisha Lav Bar Isurininu, well then I'm not Chayv Maaser Behema anyway, because you don't have a Chayv Maaser on 9 sheep. You only have a chiv meiser on 10 sheep. Therefore, there's no chashash in me using this for meiser. Even if it comes out as the 10th one, it's not a problem, because if the emes is that it's not mine, well, none of them were chayv meiser to begin with. So I'm not pottering anything b'mamono shel kohen. So Abaye then says, maybe I was incorrect in rejecting this raya. Hadar Amar Abaye Lav Milsi Hida Amri. That which I said is not in fact correct. Because it is muchach from the Braisa that Takfa kohen motzien oso miyado, and the kohen has no zuchiyah whatsoever in this tleh, because if the kohen had any tainas, any claims on this tleh, it would turn out that the other nine tlaim are besafik chiv ma'aser behema, and if that were the case, there would be no chiv to be ma'aser them at all. Disveka lav barisurihi. Once there's a safek, then there's no chiv ma'aser at all. Meaning, the way I was looking at it was mimanafshach, that if it's mine, so then I'm chayv ma'aser behema, and this will count as ma'aser behema. No, if it's a suffix whether it's mine, there's no chi of Meiser Behema. That's just the nature of Meiser Behema. That as soon as there's a suffix in the mix, there's no chi of Meiser Behema. How do I know that? It's not. It's a Mishnah, Masechus Bechoros, that I'm taking Meiser from my Tlaim. So, and then, Kafat Sechon Min Amanu Yilatochan. So how do I do it? I open the door of the pen a little bit, and I start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th one is Meiser Behema. I count five of them, and one of the ones that are already out jumps back in. He jumps the fence, and he's back in. And he just scrambles around, he plays around with his friends, and I can't find. I have no idea which one was the one that jumped back in. Halacha is kulan peturin. There could be 1,000 other animals still in the pen that didn't, that weren't gemeisered. They're all going to be potter, because that's the din, that whenever you have any sort of suffix about meiser behema, then there's no requirement to take any meisros from them. Okay, so Abayi is going to explain the raya from the Mishnah that a suffix is not included in the din of meiser. Bez Hashem will pick up with the Isal Kadaitach in the middle of this discussion tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.